I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So our next guest is not just Cleveland-born and bred, but he's also going to be able to walk us through fan interference, this Guardians-Yankees series, and so much more. And you know him as the Yankees beat reporter for Newsday. You also know him not just as a Clevelander, but formerly of 1440 WRRO, the talk of the valley in Warren, Ohio, the great Eric Boland, appears now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, as I always say, it's great to be back in my hometown in any capacity. I try to get back as often as I can, not often as I would like, but this will suffice. And Nick, we obviously go back a long way, and you mentioned my start of my career at the WRRO in Warren, where, of course, I met your father, who to this day is still one of the funniest human beings that I have ever come across.
I'd like to think I'm also one of the funniest human beings. By the way, we had Daryl on at 420, and I completely forgot to mention this, but so now I'm going to have to tweet that or text him that I got to talk to Boland.
Well, you know, and I'm sure Daryl has told you he was an intern at WRRO Radio in Warren when I was working there. So I've actually known Daryl since he was in high school at John F. Kennedy in Warren, and he was the PA announcer, if you can imagine that, or you probably can imagine that for their high school boys basketball games.
Oh, I have that over Daryl all time. That his introduction to the business is my dad hired him as an intern. Thank you. You're welcome. And I'm sorry, Cleveland.
That is a mic drop.
All right, Eric, real quick. Was it fan interference yesterday?
Well, I mean, by the letter of the rule, I mean, it certainly was. I mean, the fan put his hand basically in Judge's glove. And because the glove was overhanging the wall, but it technically was not in the seats, it is fan interference. If you see the replay, the slow motion one where they freeze the glove, it's above the wall part. It's not in the stands. If you go into the stands to try to make a catch, as you know, it's fair game. A fan can rip your glove off, as Mookie Betts discovered last year in the World Series. That's another discussion for another day. But because Judge technically was still in the field of play with his glove, it is fan interference.
Eric, I want to know, you know, obviously everyone knows that the Yankees spend a lot of money, and that's always a conversation. Do Yankees fans, though, or even yourself, do you get agitated at how little conversation goes to the homegrown players, the amount of homegrown players that are in this lineup? I mean, Judge, Dominguez, Volpe, Wells, Ben Rice, like there's a lot of homegrown, the Yankees drafted and developed these guys, players.
Yeah, I mean, they probably don't get the credit that they, you know, deserve for that. And you have to keep in mind, too, that group of players that you just mentioned, it's kind of a more recent phenomenon. They've gone long stretches here where they really struggled developing players, particularly starting pitchers, which still kind of is a problem. and position players as well. Obviously, Judge is the highest profile of those guys in the last 10 years. But after Judge, there was a pretty significant drought in that regard. And then all of a sudden, like you mentioned, some of them, Dominguez, Volpe, Austin Wells, you know, that have come through the system. And they've got a couple of more that they're high on. But, yeah, they probably haven't gotten the credit that they deserve. But, you know, this is my 17th year covering this organization. And I can, you know, tell you that there is a lot of, you know, a lot of drought, like I said there, too, with player development for a variety of reasons. You know, they don't draft as high as some teams do on an annual basis because they generally, you know, are winning 90-plus plus games a year. But, you know, they've had some issues in their player development, but certainly, you know, they've had a pretty decent crop that has come along the last few years that has allowed them. Look, I mean, their dream scenario is always to be, you know, let's develop players, draft well, develop them well, and then plug in along the margins with the big free agent ticket. Hal Steinbrenner, the owner, has said for as long as I've covered this team, he used to say, I don't think you should need a $200 million payroll to field a World Series contending team. And then he abridged that a few years ago where it went from $200 million to $300 million. But, you know, it's the way that he feels is best to run the team, which is to have good player development and then, you know, flex that financial muscle every once in a while. Do I get tired of hearing it? You know, that's what comes with being in the spotlight, which the New York Yankees are. And if there's certain things that you don't do well, and you're able to spend your way out of mistakes, the way the Yankees are, the way the Dodgers are, and the way the Mets are, and really it's those three teams and everyone else coming in after that when it comes to your payroll and spending money. But I don't think those criticisms have been unfair, no.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Eric Boland of Newsday on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Yankees beat reporter. We had a host on the station claim about 2 weeks ago that the Guardians are wasting Jose Ramirez's prime and that he'll become a cautionary tale around baseball because the Guardians haven't put the right pieces around him. Slight paraphrasing there as I think of my my coworker that I'm doing that to, but the same can be said about the Yankees. Why haven't the Yankees been able to win a World Series despite having arguably one of the three best players in baseball consistently in the last decade?
I'm sorry, you cut out a little bit. Why haven't they been able to win one with Judge? Is that the question?
Yes.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, the short answer are the Houston Astros. You know, the Astros have been a thorn in the Yankees' side in the postseason. Really, you know, since Judge debuted the first time, you know, it was 2017 when they played and the Astros came back from a 3-2 series deficit. and won that series in seven games in Houston in 2019. They lost in six games. You know, you can go back even to 2000, well before Judge, 2015, Dallas Keuchel and the Astros knocked them out in the one game, wild card. They played again in 2022. The Astros embarrassed them with a four game sweep. So some of the best teams that Judge has been on, and I might argue that, you know, the best team Judge has been on, I think this year's is pretty good, but the 2017 team, they really thought they could have beaten the Dodgers that year if they had been able to get through Houston. But and the 2022 team was pretty good too. And then they just laid an egg when it came to the Astros in the ALCS that year. But they've run into a buzzsaw a few times. And Boston got him one year in a wild card, and then got him in a division series in 2018. The one constant has been, and I've covered Judge his entire career, you know, he's on a Hall of Fame trajectory. If his career ended now, you know, he's probably first ballot to Cooperstown. But the one hole on his resume, and this relates to what you're saying, it's kind of a meandering answer, but Judge has not had good postseasons since he's been with the Yankees. And even them getting to their first World Series last year for the first time since 2009, if you look at Judge's numbers in all three rounds, but in the first two rounds to get to the World Series, he didn't hit very well. It was Giancarlo Stanton really that helped lead the way for the Yankees getting into the World Series. So I think it's been a combination of, you know, they've run into the proverbial hot team more often than not. It was the Astros, and you combine that with the fact that the offense would get shut down by whichever pitching staff they were going against, and Aaron Judge is at the top of the list of guys getting shut down.
Eric, great stuff as always, man. Always great to have you back here. And I've already texted Daryl. He's very jealous.
Well, didn't he? He was on an hour before me, and I'm guessing Daryl probably insisted on staying for more than one segment.
Probably, if I had told him previously, he'd be on the segment with us right now.
And then we really would have had a role reversal, because then he could have been asking me questions, and that would have been just uncomfortable for all of us.
And then he would never shut up when asking him. Eric, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
Guys, I really appreciate you guys having me on. Reach out anytime. And, hey, you know, in my time covering the Yankees, I think they've played Cleveland in the postseason four times. So maybe we'll see you guys in October.
The Eric Bolin series, we always call it. Be good, buddy. Eric Bolin there of Newsday, Cleveland Zone on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say on the Yankees. And is the clock already ticking for this major, major player on the Cleveland Cavaliers? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.